there, my benai, what's the difference between the two of them? According to both of them, the get is only good after she pays the 200. Eke benayu sheniskara haget. What's going to be if the get got ripped up? Oy shovah, or else the get got lost. So l'Rav Huna have the get. According to Rav Huna, even though when she pays up the $200, the get is not around anymore, but so what? When she pays up the 200, the get is chal from before. Before the husband gave her the get, so it's called the good mice, and as soon as the get is good. But the Rabbi Yehuda may have a get, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the get is no good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the get is only chal when she pays up the money. So we have to have the get around. If the get is not around, the get was ripped up or lost, the get is no good. Mar says now with Sricha, I need both cases over here. I need this halacha both by Kiddushin and by Gershin. The Yashmin and Gabi Kiddushin, if I'd only hear this Machlokes now Mishneh by Kiddushin, Bokom Rav Huna. Maybe only over here Rav Huna says that the Kiddushin is Chalam Afreya when you say to your wife, Hareyam Gudeshes Li, Beprutazu, I'll manas that I'll give you $200 yet. So what he meant to say is the Kiddushin should be right now. There's only a condition that I have to give you 200. Mishum de la Kreva Kosi, because you're coming close to her, you're becoming married to her, you want to be married to her. So here we say you mean the Kedusha should be chal really right now. Avul Gerushin de la Rechoika Kosi, but when you give your wife a get, that you're going away from her, you're sending her away from you. Same in Mojdele la Rav Yehuda. Maybe over here you mean to say you don't want to get rid of her like until she gives you the 200. You're afraid maybe she'll never give you the 200. So therefore, when you give her the get and you tell her on a condition that you give me 200, maybe Rav Huna would agree that the Kedushin, the Gershon, is not chal until she pays up. So Kamash will know that even by Gershon, Rav Huna still holds, it's a regular tonight. And whenever she pays up the money, the get is chal from before. If we would have only learned the machloikis by Gershon, I would have said, Bahach koma Rav Huna. Only by Gershon does Rav Huna say his svara. Mishum di'iyu loikosav le'le mitveh. The Baba would only learn by Gershon, Bach koma Rav Huna. Only here Rav Huna says it's a regular tanai. Mishum di'iyu loikosav le'le mitveh. Because the husband is not embarrassed to ask his wife for the money. Like he's getting rid of her. He's giving her a get. And he's telling her the get should be good when you give me the $200. Since the husband is not embarrassed to ask her for the money, here we say he wants the get to be chal really right now. There's only a condition that she has to give him the money. I will hold her, but over here when they're first getting married, when the chosin goes to his kala and says, I'm marrying you now with this pruta, on a condition that I'll give you $200, she's embarrassed to ask the chosin for the money. Same with Moedelele Rav Yehuda. Maybe then the svara should be like Rav Yehuda, that she does not have das to be married until she really receives the $200. So maybe even Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that the Kedushin is only chal when she receives the money, tzricha. That's why I need the second case. Even by Kedushin, still Rav Huna says a svara that no, that when you mekadesh your wife with a pruta and you say, I'm manas, I'll give you 200, you mean to say that the Kedushin is chal from right now, there's only a tanai condition that I will pay you the $200. Nesvei Habakasha says, Alocha reize gitcho, al manasha titali mesayim zuz. Husband says to his wife, here's your get, al manas that you should give me $200. Afa pishin is kara get, even though the get gets ripped up later, or ishobar or it gets lost, a reize magareshes. Still the get is a good get. So it's a clear riot to Rav Huna that we say it's a regular tanai, and therefore the get is good. And liyacha loitinosa yachetitain. But to somebody else, she can't get married until she pays up the money. Because until the kiyama tanai, the get is no good. So it's a riot to Rav Huna, kashan Rav Yehuda. The yaitan yosu we learned, o malo areze gitcho amnashetitli masayim zuz. If the husband says, here's your get on a condition that you give me back $200. O meis. And then the husband dies. So, nosno in, ain't the kukuli of him. If she gave the money before he died, then the get was a good get, and there's no mitzvah yibum. Let's say she did not pay him up the $200 before he died, then the get was no good, the tanai was not mekayim, therefore it's kukuli of him. Therefore there's a mitzvah yibum over here. We have a shimma megam liyoloimer, noisen esli ochiv oiliyoviv. or li echad min akroivim, that now even though the husband died, still the wife now could pay the $200 to the relatives. He says to the brother, to the father, to one of the relatives. And therefore it's called the kiyum atanai, and therefore the get would be a good get. But our kol pon, what do we see from here? That ad kan loy pligu is only a machlokes between a tanakama and between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel el demas of ali v'ler liyoshai. The chod the tanakama holds when the husband gave his wife a get and said, "Here's the get. I'm not on the condition that you give me 200. You have to give it to me. I have to receive the 200. You can't give it to my brother, to my father." Umas of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds no afilu liyoshai. You could even give the money to his yorshim. It doesn't have to be bedafka to him, to the husband. Even to one of his kreivim, he's also, that's also called the ki matanai. That's the whole machlekes over here. But you see, the kuli alma, but everybody holds, the kuli alma miyul tanoi heve. Everybody holds here, it's called the tanai. That lamaisa, here the husband is dead. So how could you say that they can give the money, she can give the money later, and they get shibichal later? After a person is dead, he can't give a get. So for sure we see like Rav Huna over here, that when you first gave the get, that's the zman the get should be chal. There's only a condition involved that she has to pay the 200. And whenever she pays the 200, we look as if the get is chal, l'mafreya, way back at the beginning, when the husband gave her the get. So to yufta the Rav Yehuda, these two cases now is a kash on Rav Yehuda. So Gemara answers, oh, Malach Rav Yehuda, view the edges back and says, I'll tell you, Hamani, who does this go like? Rebbe he. These two Mishnais go like Rebbe Shita. Tiyom, Rav Huna, Rebbe. Rav Huna says, oh, the name of Rebbe. That Koloima, Almanas, Kiyoyna, Miyashiv, Dami. That, of course, according to Rebbe, when you say, Rehem, Kodeshishly, Almanas, that Almanas, you give me 200, or else, Reza, Gitcha, Almanas, you give me 200. For sure, according to Rebbe, when you said Lashon Almanas on this condition, you mean Meyachshav, that the get should be chal right now, or the Gedushin should be chal right now. So according to Rebbe, everybody agrees the Gershon is chal. But Yishno, Opligi Rabbonin Olei, the Rabbonin argue on Rebbe Shita. And therefore, Rabbi Yehudi says, Yanodi Yamrik Rabbonin, I go like the Rabbonin Shita, that Almanas is not to Meyachshav Domi. Therefore, if it's not kemachshav dummy, it's first chal later whenever you pay up the money. So therefore, if the get got ripped up in between, the get is no good. Gufa, what we just said before, that I'm a Rav Huna, I'm a Rebbe. Rav Huna says over the name of Rebbe. Koloi mir almanas, kiyema miachshav dummy. Whoever says lashon of almanas, whoever says almanas, is kiyema miachshav dummy. It's like he's saying it from now. Omer Rab Zeira, so Rab Zeira said, Ki havin in Bavavil, when I was in Bavavil, have Yamrin and I said over, Ho di Yam Rav Huna Amar Rebbe. That's that Rav Huna said over the name of Rebbe, that Koloi Mer Almanas, Ki Yem Am Yachshav Dami, whoever says Almanas, it's like he's saying from right now, that Pligi Rabbonin Olei, that's Rabbonin argue on Rebbe, like we just learned before also. It's like a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin argument says no, Almanas, is not called kemiyachshav dami, but it's rather whenever you do the condition, that's when it's chal. That's what he said. Kisolik losim, but later when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabasi, he found Rabasi, the Yosef that was sitting, Lekom alo mishmed Rabbi Yechanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Hakel Moidim, everybody agrees, that B'yoyim Eral Manas, kiyoyim miyachshav dami. Whoever says Al Manas, is sitted like miyachshav dami. He said lashon of almanas. Almanas, that you give me to, I'll give you $200. The kedushin is chal now. Miyachshav is only condition. You have to give the 200. All right, turn over. So Rabbi Yochanan says everybody agrees this. I call my din b'yayim almanas kiyam miyachshav dami. Lo nechlik where is the machlokes? Ela mehayoyim liyacham isa. If somebody gives his wife a gift and he says it should be mehayoyim uliyachem isa from today till after he dies, that's where the machlekes is. But the Gemara v'atanya we learned, v'atanya is a proof now. V'atanya v'nechusa that it says mehayoyim uliyachem isa. If somebody gives a gift to his wife and he says from today till after he dies, get v'yena get divrei chachamim. The chachamim declare it's a suffix. What does he mean? Does he mean to say mehayoyim the get should be from today, or does he mean the get should be uliyachem isa? Rabbi Yoima, because their get, Rabbi Yoima is a good get. You see, clearly the machlokes is only by Mayoima, Liyacham Isa. But if you say Mayach Almanas, according to everybody, it's called Kemiach Shavdomi. But the Gemara says, "Dabar ulu Rabbi Yehuda." But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, "No, he learns not like that." According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama that says, "Bi almanas nami pligi," Rabbi Yehuda says, "They even argue by almanas," because Rabbi Yehuda holds that almanas is called like later. If so, Adam Yitzchok give him Ayom Liachamisam. Why does the Mishnah say the case by get of Ayom Liachamisam? Niflug be Almanas. Why don't we even say the case? If somebody says, here's the get, Almanas said he give me $200. And then he dies, it should be a suffix whether the get is good or not. Why don't we have the Machlokes in this case, in Almanas? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ladicha Kaycha the Rebbe. It was a teacher, the Pshat from Rebbe. To Mahayom Liachamisam, Nami erase a get. A tremendous chiddush in Rebbe. Not only almanas is kamiachshav dami, but if you say ma'ayoyim uliyachamis, also you mean to get shivichal ma'ayoyim from today, the get is good. For the Gemara of a niflug be almanas, but still, let them rather argue in the case of almanas. Uliyodicha koichah the Rabbonin, let us hear the chiddush in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin say that almanas is not called kamiachshav dami. So Gemara says, no, koichah the teiradif, would rather hear a chiddush in a teirah when the get is good. And Rabbi Yehuda, even if you say Mahayoyim Uliyachamisam, he don't even say the word Almanas, still that it is good, that the get is a good get. So therefore we want to hear this Chiddush. But in Chacham, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Machlokes applies by Almanas. That Almanas is a question of it means Me'achshav from now, or it means no, only later, whenever you do it, whenever you pay up the money, that's when the get or Kedushin is Chal. Then the Mishnah says, Almanas Shetn Lecho Mikan. I'm not to give it to you from now within 30 days. So pshit, of course, if the guy doesn't pay up within 30 days, the kedushin is no good. Now the time I would have thought to say laugh tonight heavy. It doesn't really mean a tenai that I have to pay you up within 30 days. Well, the zruze call me only means to say, listen, I'm sure going to do it. Like I'm making a time limit. But he didn't mean back poda kamashmula no, that if he says that I'm enough, I give you 200 within 30 days, he means it, and to get the kedushin is only chal if he pays up within 30 days. So then it depends if he has yes or not. For the Gemara v'nechesh, even if we don't see him have $200, v'nechesh, why shouldn't we be afraid? Maybe the man does own $200. The Yerden, and also Tanya, we learn clearly like this. That's chashin and shem yeshloi. We are, even though we don't see him to have 200, we have to be afraid. Maybe he does own 200, so maybe kedushin is good. So our Mishnah's mashma, the Kedushin is no good. So Gemara says, no lakasha. Ho b'kedusha vadi, ho b'kedusha sofik. That our Mishnah's talking about a Kedushin vadai, where if the husband says, the chosman says, I'm marrying you on a condition that I own 200. So the Mishnah says, if he has 200, then for sure they're married. What about if he doesn't have 200? Then it's only a sofik Kedushin. Because we never know for sure if he doesn't have, maybe he has someplace, maybe somebody owes him $200. We don't know. So true, it's a sofik Kedushin. But our Mishnah is saying, when is it called a Vadai for sure, Mekadeshes, if we know for sure that he owns $200? Almanah she'erecho masayim zuz, if I'll show you 200. Tono, we learn like this, le'niskav ne'aliros mishalai. Even though we only said, Almanah said, I'll show you, but for sure what he meant and what she understood is that he's going to show her his money, and not if he shows her somebody else's money. If he shows us somebody else's money on the table, it's no good. Trita, of course it's no good. Let's read the Avogadro Nokia to maybe Iska. Even though he has part ownership here, like Iska means it's like a business deal, that the reward, the schar, he's working with somebody else's money, and the profit they get, he gets a share on the profit. So I would have thought to say, since he's getting a share on the profit, maybe it's considered like his money, Kamashvila, no. Since this capital is not his money, he's working with somebody else's money, Shizayinim Kodeshus. Mishnah says, Almanashi Yeshli Beis Kur. If somebody marries his wife, he gives her a pruta, and he makes a condition, Almanash, that I own property. Almanash Yeshli Beis Kur offer, I have this much property. Harezum Kodeshus, Vyeshloi, but only providing for sure he has it. Almanash Yeshli B'mokam, whatever happened in a certain place. Him Yeshlo B'yeshumakam Kodeshus, V'yumlavenim Kodeshus. If he has it in that place, yes, if not, like here we could tell. In that place, let's see, if he doesn't own any property there, so for sure she's Enim Kodeshus. Almanash Yerucha Beis Karofer. I'm not that I'll show you a Beis Karofer. Harezim Kodeshus. The Urena, but he has to show it to him. But if Yinherab Adika, if he shows her in the valley, means somebody else's, Enim Kodeshus, then it's no good. Again, for sure he meant to say, and she understood, that I'll show you my property. Fred Gemara Vanecha Shem Yeshta, why aren't we afraid maybe he does have? Even though we don't see a Beis Kur, offer maybe he has it someplace. The Yerd also Tani Yoslan like this. Chashin and Shem Yesha, maybe he does have. Like Hash again. The Mishnah is saying, when are they for sure married? If we know that he has this base Kuroh for him. But if we don't know for sure, so then it's a doubtful, the Kedushin is good. The Marlam the Mr. Gabi Yar, the Mr. Gabi Zuz. What do you have to say about money, about property for Tzricha? The Yashmin and Gabi Zuz Mishum, the Avinshe, the Matznoi. People sometimes hide their money. So even though we don't see that he has money, we have to be afraid maybe he has it. Avalaya, but the property, Amy, the Ebi, Islayaria, Curlislay. Maybe property, it's like we don't know he has property for sure, he does not have one. The Kedushin should not be good. Kamashma, no. Still, it's possible, maybe he owns property and we don't know about it. Then the same thing. If he has, yes, if not, not. I don't have it right here in this place, but I'll go and get it. So Kamashmala, no, he has to have it right now. Like, what's the difference if it's close or far away? I would have thought to say that he says, I have the land right here, that's not really likuva. Kamashmala, no, that she meant it. He means business. When he says, I'll marry, like, the part of the Tanaya, the Kedushin was that he owns property right here. And if we find out later he does not own property here, even though he owns property someplace else, the reign of Mekadeshis. Manash Yerucha Beis Kuroffer, if I show you property. Tony, we learned again, that even though the husband only said, Lashon, I'll show you property, for sure we know and we understand what he meant to say is that I'll show you my property. And therefore, if he does not own property, just shows us somebody else's property, the Mishnah says, Einam Kadeshus. If you inherit a big Einam Kadeshus, if Hisham shows a property in a valley that doesn't belong to him, says Einam Kadeshus. Marpshit, of course, again, we said the Lashon is, it has to be his property. Leitzricha, the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, Dinokot Bidis Vasa. We're talking about the Rosh Hashanah Arisus. That this chassan right now does not own the property, but he works on this property, and he gets a share in the produce. So I would have thought to say, since he has a percentage in the produce, so maybe it's called like he owns his property. Kamashmala, no. What she understood was, I'm marrying you if you own this property or a property. If you don't own any property, you only have a share in the produce, you work there, that's not called your property. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. You're holding off Samach Aleph. Mur says, Kabi Hegdish Tanan, because before, by Hegdish we learned like this. Says Aloko.